Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, September 17, 2023, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Romans chapter 6, verse 11 sounds like this. So also, on the one hand, you, royal family of God, you should logizomai. You should consider. You should think. Consider yourselves to be dead with reference to sin, the sin nature. But on the other hand, you should consider, think, logizomai yourselves to be alive with reference to God in Christ Jesus, in union with Christ. All right, let's pull this together. One, at salvation, faith in Jesus Christ, the baptism of the Spirit results in identification with the Lord Jesus Christ in his death, retroactive positional truth, and his resurrection, current positional truth. At salvation, faith in Christ, the baptism of the Spirit results in identification with the Lord Jesus Christ in his death, retroactive positional truth, and his resurrection, current positional truth. Two, as unbelievers, the old sin nature was the authority and the ruler of our human life. We were all slaves to the sin nature as the ruler of human life. That was as unbelievers. As unbelievers, the old sin nature was the authority and the ruler of our human life. We were in slavery. Slaves to the old sin nature is the ruler of human life, slave to Satan as the ruler of this world. Three. But at salvation, at that moment of faith in Jesus Christ and the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive and current positional truth, positionally, the authority and rulership of the sin nature has been broken. And now we have a new authority, a new ruler, the Lord Jesus Christ. But at salvation, at that moment of faith in Christ and the baptism of the Spirit, retroactive and current positional truth, positionally the authority and rulership of the sin nature has been broken, and now we have a new authority, a new ruler, the Lord Jesus Christ. 4. So, after salvation, the sin nature is the old authority and ruler, but now the Lord Jesus Christ is the new authority and ruler. So after salvation, faith in Christ, the sin nature is the old authority and ruler. But now the Lord Jesus Christ is the new authority and ruler. Five, through retroactive positional truth, the authority of the sin nature is broken. Through retroactive positional truth, the authority of the sin nature is broken, and through current positional truth, the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ is now established. So through retroactive positional truth, the authority of the sin nature is broken, and through current positional truth, the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ is now established. 6. Now, experientially, you have an option. You have an option. You have a choice. You need to think about this. You need to make decisions. Are you going to put yourself back under the authority and rulership of the sin nature? It's up to you. You got a free will. Are you going to put yourself back under the authority and rulership of the sin nature, or are you going to keep on under the authority and rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you going to keep on under the authority and rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ? The Word of God is the mind of Christ. And the mind of Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, as our authority, has given us mandates. These mandates come from His thinking, His Word. And those mandates are for us to live this unique spiritual life of the church age. He has given us the mandate to keep on being filled with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:18. He's given us the mandate to walk by the agency of the Spirit. Galatians 5:16. He's given us the mandate to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He's given us the mandate to stop grieving the Spirit. He's given us the mandate to stop quenching the Holy Spirit. So now, experientially, you have a choice. You have an option. You have a decision to make. Are you going to put yourself back under the authority and rulership of the sin nature? That's why Paul wants you to think about this. Think about the baptism of the Spirit. Think about what has taken place with retroactive positional truth and current positional truth. You're no longer a slave. You no longer have to be a slave to the sin nature. Now you have newness of life that's been made available to you. A unique spiritual life. Think about this. Think about the baptism of the Spirit and apply these truths skillfully and accurately in your life, day by day. So now experientially you have an option, a decision to make. Are you going to put yourself back under the authority of and rulership of the sin nature? If you do, well, it's your own fault. Your own bad decision. Or are you going to keep under the authority and rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ? How? By living in newness of life. Living the spiritual life of the church age by the spiritual skill. 7. Positionally, you are completely dead to the sin nature. Positionally, you are completely dead to the sin nature. Retroactive positional truth. So positionally, you are completely dead to the sin nature. 8. However, he's still in your body. And he's constantly trying to get back as the authority and ruler of your life. However, he's still in your body and he's constantly trying to get back in as the authority and ruler of your life. And how does he do that? He has temptation. Part of the sin nature is its lust patterns. And those lust patterns keep sending up temptation, 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 temptation. But you're the one in charge. The guardian of your soul is your volition, your free will. You're in charge. All you have to say is no. So point 8, however, he's still in your body. He's constantly trying to get back as the authority and ruler of your life. How? Through temptations, the lust patterns of the sin nature. 9. But God has graciously provided restraint. God has graciously provided restraining. The believer is restrained from succumbing to the temptations of the sin nature by 3 different things. The believer is restrained from succumbing to the temptations of the sin nature by 3 things. All of these are grace provisions from God. First of all, you're restrained by God the Holy Spirit. God the Holy Spirit living the spiritual life. Turn over to Galatians 5:16. Galatians 5:16. So the first restraint comes from God the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Spirit, when you're living the spiritual life. Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit. Live your life, live the spiritual life by the power of God the Holy Spirit. And what? And you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. So the first restraint graciously provided by God is God the Holy Spirit, walking by the Spirit, living your life by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the lust patterns of the sin nature. There's the first restraint. Second restraint is the Word of God that you have believed. The Word of God that you have metabolized, that you have believed, that's in your heart. The target for the Word of God is your heart. The only way it gets to your heart is through positive volition, faith, believing it. Turn over to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse 11. I have hidden your word in my notebook. I have hidden your word in my heart. In my heart, that I might not sin against you. The second restraint, the word of God that you have believed and is in your heart. The third restraint is respect for divine authority and the principle of divine discipline. Respect for divine authority and the principle of divine discipline. Turn over to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. And you, some of these believers, you have forgotten that you haven't been thinking about truth. You have forgotten that word of encouragement, the word of God, the absolute truth of Scripture, that addresses you as sons. My son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves. And he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. So the third restraint is respect for divine authority and the principle of divine discipline. So the believer is restrained from succumbing to the temptations of the sin nature and its lust patterns by God the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16, metabolized doctrine in the heart, Psalm 119:11, and respect for divine authority and the principle of divine discipline, Hebrews 12:5-6. So also, on the one hand, you, royal family, should consider, think, logizomai, consider yourselves to be dead with reference to the sin nature. But on the other hand, you should, logizomai, consider yourselves to be alive. Alive with reference to God in Christ Jesus. Now in Romans 6:12-13, we have the application. How we experientially live this newness of life of Romans 6, verse 4. So Romans 6, verse 12 starts out, therefore, the postpositive conjunction, un, O-U-N, un. This is an inferential conjunction denoting that what it introduces is the result of an inference of everything that's been taught so far from Romans chapter 6, verse 1, all the way through verse 11. This is the result of that teaching. Un is translated, therefore, having been given all of this taught in verses 1 through 11, therefore, let not sin reign. We have the nominative singular of hamartia with a definite article, plus the present active imperative of basileo with the negative me. Hamartia again, we have it in the singular. This refers specifically to the old sin nature. And now the verb basileo. B-A-S-I-L-E-U-long-O. Basileo. Couple of things. One, basileo means to be engaged in a process of ruling. To be engaged in a process of ruling. It means to rule with authority. To rule with authority. Two, through retroactive positional truth, rulership of the sin nature over human life has been broken. The retroactive positional truth, the rulership of the old sin nature over human life has been broken positionally. Three, the negative may with the imperative of basileo makes this a prohibition. The present tense has linear action start and should be translated, do not let the sin nature go on ruling after salvation. Do not let the sin nature continue ruling after salvation. So, therefore, having all of the verses 1 through 11 and the baptism of the Spirit and retroactive positional truth, therefore, do not let the sin nature go on ruling after salvation. And then we have, in your mortal body, and this is the prepositional phrase, en plus the genitive plural of the personal pronoun su, plus the dative singular of soma with the definite article, plus the adjective thnetos. The preposition en means in. En means in, and then we have soma. S long O-M-A. Soma is the Greek word for body. It refers to the human body, and it's in your human body where the sin nature is located. And then it's modified by the adjective thnetos. T-H-N long E-T-O-S. Thnetos. And thnetos means mortal. Mortal means subject to physical death. Our human body is mortal. Our human body is subject to physical death. We're all, apart from the rapture, I know that. I know the doctrine of the rapture. If we're in the rapture generation, we're not going to die physically. But the church age has been around for quite a while now. And a lot of believers have died. And all of you will die as well. I will die if the rapture does not occur in our lifetime. So our human body is mortal. It is subject to physical death. And the existence of the sin nature and the cell structure of the human body results in our aging. We age. We have diseases, and the process that leads to physical death. And then the personal pronoun su, genitive plural, your mortal body. So we have, therefore, based on everything that's been taught in verses 1 through 11, therefore, do not let the sin nature go on ruling after salvation in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in its lusts. This is eistō plus the present active infinitive of hupakuō plus the dative plural of epithumia with the definite article and the genitive singular of the intensive pronoun autos. Eistō plus the infinitive. Well, it looks pretty similar in the Greek and English. Eistō plus the infinitive. Eistō plus the infinitive introduces a result clause. And you translate it with the result that. With the result that or so that. And then the verb hupakuō. H-U-P-A-K-O-U long O. Hupakuō. One, hupakuō is a compound word made up of the preposition hupa, which means under, and akuō, to listen or hear. So, two, literally it means to listen under authority. To hear under authority. Hupakuō. Three, the authority is the old sin nature with its lust patterns. The authority is the old sin nature with its lust patterns. Four. So it comes to mean to obey, to follow, to be subject to. The present tense is a durative present with the result that you go on obeying. You go on obeying the sin nature now that you are a believer. Just like you did when you were an unbeliever. So the present tense is a durative present with the result that you go on obeying the authority of the sin nature now that you are a believer, just like you did when you were an unbeliever. The active voice, the believer who sins and lives in the cosmic system, performs the action of the verb, obeying the sin nature with its lust patterns. The infinitive goes along with eistō to introduce this result clause. The intensive pronoun autos is used as the third person personal pronoun, very common in Koine Greek, never found this way in classical Greek, and it means it's the sin nature's epithumia. Major part of the old sin nature is the epithumia. E-P-I-T-H-U-M-I-A, epithumia. Epithumia refers to a desire for something forbidden. It refers specifically to the lust patterns of the sin nature. So, the corrected translation of verse 12. Therefore, do not let the sin nature go on ruling after salvation in your mortal body with the result that you go on obeying its lust, the lust patterns of the sin nature. Therefore, do not let the sin nature go on ruling after salvation in your mortal body with the result that you go on obeying its lusts, the lust patterns of the sin nature. Well, this is a prohibition. And I was hoping to pull all this together. But some of you, by the way, it doesn't do any good to look at your watch. When you look at your watch, it stirs up my sin nature. And I think, well, I got all afternoon. With our heads bowed. Father, we thank you for your grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.